Welcome to the Digital Rapport Podcast, where you discover how to connect, influence, and persuade in the digital age.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm on one of my walks again, and I'm just having one of these deep kind of pondering thoughts around the implications of bad knowledge. You know, how often do we go and do things throughout life where the knowledge that we've got is actually like bad, or maybe not correct, or maybe not as efficient as it could be? I mean, how many things do we do in life, whether it's relationships or business, you know, things that are maybe passed down from family, culture, society, you know, bad business mentors or dodgy online experts, right? How much things do we do throughout life where we're doing something and it seems to be working, but it may not be efficient, it may not be strong enough to actually get you the results you want? It just brings one of those thoughts into your mind about, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know when you're conditioned or how you're conditioned when you don't even know you're conditioned in the first place, right? So you might come across a person who's done something in life and they've had reasonable results, or they've thought about what they did and then they put it out there and then they're teaching that information to others and sharing it. And some people may benefit from it, some people may not. But then again, it might just be a lot of noise. So if it is a lot of noise, and sometimes we just take on board that information just because it's being done, then it doesn't necessarily mean that this information is going to be something that could get you good results. I'll give you a good example. Like in the online space, people talk about, you know, social media, should be on social media, should be posting, should be doing this, should be doing that. But if you went to an event and somebody just spoke to you, or you were online and somebody shared that, yeah, you should be doing Facebook Lives and you should be doing Twitter and Instagram, and yeah, because it's the next big thing, or that's how you get your message out to the masses, that's okay information, but it's not the greatest. Because if you walk out from this learning thinking that that's what you got to do, and then you go ahead and do it, and then everybody seems to be doing it, so you think you're doing the right thing, but is it really getting you an ROI? Is it actually getting you results? Are people connecting with you? Are they calling you and trying to find out what your products and services are? If they're not, and if you feel like you're doing something over and over again and it's not quite working, it's not getting the results that you expected, then maybe the information that's been shared with you is not accurate, it's not correct, or maybe it is correct, but it's not full. It hasn't got all the information or all the things that you should be doing. Because most of the time, especially nowadays, because we're so online and we're looking online and we're just seeing what other people are doing, and then because of these retargeting adverts and stuff that then start to follow you around, or even when those retargeting adverts are used in a way where the content follows you around and you may come across it and you've been tagged or pixeled, so you're getting this information because Facebook might just think it's something that you need. You know, the way the information is presented might be good, and you get on it and you buy a product or a service, and then you realize actually what they've just shared with you is not what you expected, or there's a lot more to do than was first kind of expressed. So it could be that the marketing was really good, but then the content's rubbish, you know. So there's so many times when these things happen. I mean, the best thing to do, I feel, is if you are doing something and you have been doing it for a long period of time, is it getting you the results? I mean, how are you tracking it? How are you monitoring it? How are you actually seeing if what you're doing is giving you some sort of benefit, or it's bringing in return on investment? So what are you actually doing to track it? So this is very important, because you need to have KPIs, key performance indicators in place, right? So goals and metrics, matrices and measuring. So just walking around in the park. Yeah, you got to just be looking at all these things that you are doing to see how it actually is benefiting your business or your relationship or whatever. If you set out to do something, track it. You know, put some tracking mechanism in place. Get some URLs or which can tell you how many people have actually clicked through to the content that you might be sharing, how that's then transferring over to some sort of return on investment, whether that's actually getting you more leads or whether you're getting people calling you, signing up, you're making sales that and whatnot. So it's good to do that because it'll give you more information. But then if you find that you've been doing something for a very long time, there's a thing that Napoleon Hill talks about called a hypnotic rhythm. And basically what that is like habits that we get used to over time that just kind of seep in. So one day you might turn around and think, oh, why am I doing this for? And you were doing bits of it over a period of time and then it became your habit. But there's no, you know, not necessarily something you were 100% aware of because it was just subconscious things you've just seen and done over the years. If you could tune into that, it'd be a good thing. Because sometimes just doing things over a period of time due to hypnotic rhythm can create bad habits. And we may not necessarily know that they're bad habits because there's an element of it which works. And then there's an element of it which there's no longevity to it maybe. You know, so it's an interesting one to find out these things and have a way to kind of check in on it. You know, it's good to have business mentors or mentors in relationships and whatnot that can possibly guide you. It's good to kind of be learning new information and just seeing what the latest studies around something are telling you, because there are indicators in these things whether something works or not. So the best way to do it is to measure it. You know, give yourself time frame, give yourself a way that you can actually track whether what you're doing is getting you some sort of results. You know, I started a 90-day content creation challenge. The idea is that you create, you know, 90 pieces of content in a continuously, day after day. So you either do create blogs or you either do videos or you do audio podcast or something. So, you know, just regular. And one of the key reasons for doing it, I suppose, which is the biggest reason, is like if you imagine doing content creation 90 days in a row, there's no way that your skills around this topic or skills around what you're trying to do are not going to improve. So if you did videos for 90 days, you're going to be very good by the end of the 90 days, right? If you create content and you commit to it, your content will improve over time. So, you know, it's a good way to kind of think, okay, I'm going to do something over a period of time and see what kind of results I get. So I started doing something in regards to blogs on one of my sites, and I was tracking it and just been monitoring it and whatnot. It's become really clear that something that used to work 5-10 years ago does not work now. Your content has to be quality content. You have to create really, really good content. You have to sit down and focus and make sure that it's a better piece of content than what your competitors are putting out there. And it sounds a lot of work and effort, but it's worth it in the end. Now, that's the other thing. You have to put work and effort into anything you do. You know, we seem to be in this kind of quick fix culture. You know, we want things overnight and just get things, as they say, instantly and stuff. But this is not good. This is actually one of those things which I was referring to earlier about bad knowledge and bad information. Because if people are thinking they can just get things done over in one click and it can just happen so quickly, then basically it's not a good idea. It's not a good thing to do. So I lost my train of thought there. Just somebody came and I was thinking, oh, is this person observing social distancing? Not quite, which isn't a good thing, is it? Again, that's another thing about applying information in a bad way. Right, so what was I talking about? So if there's this continuous kind of message out there about, you know, getting things instantly just like that, it actually creates laziness, because now people are thinking and assuming that things can be done in an easy way, so therefore they're looking for this simple way out. When they then come across situations where they have to put the work in, they flag out, right? They flop and they don't know what to do and they can't deal with it. And then they turn around and say, well, I tried this thing and it didn't work. It's because they sold in that manner in the first place, which is bad information, right? If you're not taught that actually you need to put the energy and effort in, you need to create foundation work, there's a particular way certain things work. It's not just going to happen overnight. That's just stupidity, right? You have to plan things. You have to create a strategy around it. You have to do the research. You have to put things together. You have to then, you know, find out what problem that you're trying to solve, come up with a solution, test the solution, see if it's working or not. And if you got a proof of concept, then it's something that you can put out into the marketplace because you know it works and there's a need for your solution. But if you think it's just going to happen overnight, just because somebody says, yeah, how I made 20K in one email and stuff, which in its kind of technicality may not be a wrong thing, but the information is slightly misguided because they haven't told you how many years of energy and effort they've put in to get that result. They haven't told you the hours they've put in to grow a mailing list that's going to be sustainable to create that kind of money in the first place. There's a lot of missing information there. But it's kind of those 50-50 thing, because you know, the marketing is done in a way as clickbait to break your basically something called a pattern interrupt to disrupt you, so you can actually have a look at this thing, and then they're trying to sell you something. And it's this kind of mentality that we live in. Everybody's just fighting for your attention, and in there, if they're trying to fight for your attention, there's no details, right? There's no, the deeper stuff isn't there. So you, what information you actually are getting is very low level. So it's bad information, isn't it? And the quality of the information can determine the quality of your results, right? If that information is good, it's going to give you insights in a way that are going to work better. So you may have 10% of the information which works, but then the rest of the 90% might be missing just because it's not been shared with you, or that, you know, whatever somebody's done, they've made been able to kind of get a success out of that 10%, which is enough for them, but it may not be enough for you, because as a human being, we're all different. There's, you know, we have different personality traits, and we all learn and understand things in a different way. So it's quite important that if we're teaching and sharing information, you have to understand it's not like one thing fits everyone, because it doesn't. Everybody are different mindsets. They got different places of thought, or just they're just at different places in their life where they need certain things or information in a particular way. And that can't happen with just, you know, just sharing anything just like that. You need to have conversations with people and actually speak to them and see what it is that they are having problems with, because, you know, the problem they're having may not be what you're selling them. It may be something else which they need first, or they need your services later on. So as a person who provides information and good content, it's kind of your responsibility to share good content, but also have conversations so that it's not just getting wasted. You know, if you have conversation with somebody and understand them, then you're able to, if you're like even a good salesperson, if you're a good content creator, you're gonna be able to provide them with the information they need at that point on their journey. You know, it's things like that. So be careful with what information you consume or what you apply to your life. And if you're doing something and it hasn't worked or got you the results you expected, then dig deeper. You know, look at it and think, have I got all the information? Has this information actually come from a good source? Is it actually good knowledge? And sometimes it can just be a little bit. It's just like that small degree of information that needs to be changed, because even one degree change in direction can take you in a different direction. So it's one of the things which you have to look at yourself and be a bit more self-aware of what you're doing and whether it's working or not, and then think, okay, I've tried this, it didn't quite work, now what can I do? That's when you should go to a business mentor, that's when you should go to a coach or a consultant, somebody or somebody who can give you more insight, and I say to them, this is where I am, this is what I'm trying to do, and I don't get it, what can you do to help, or what should I be doing? And then seek those things to get those things resolved. I totally get that, you know, there might be people out there who claim that they can do it, and some of them actually can do it, but then for whatever reason, because they haven't assessed the situation, they haven't spoken to you, they don't know you inside out, they don't know your mindset, where you're coming from, they may not have shared the information that you needed, you know. So it's an interesting one. So that's why, don't believe everything that's just given to you, don't believe everything that's just, you know, and don't believe yourself necessarily as well. Question yourself as well. So is this actually working? What can you do to create some sort of measurement against what it is that you're trying to achieve? And how can you track that progress to see if what you're trying to do is actually working? Measure it. Measurements. What can you do to do that? Another thing is, like, don't necessarily go to one source of information, like do a bit of research and try to see where this information has come from. What are other sources of this same kind of information saying? Is there a common thread that you can see? Also seek out people who have actually done something. They've achieved a result. They've achieved something that you're trying to figure out, based on a concept called modeling, which is quite popular in NLP. Basically says that if you want to achieve something, find someone who's done it and then model them. Have conversation and speak to them, figure out what they did and see how you can do it too, so it works in your favor. So suppose what I'm trying to say is that have a think about what it is that you do or you're trying to do, and really dig deep to see if the information you got about that thing is actually good information. Is there something missing? Dig deeper, because if you're not getting the results and there's something in there which is missing, or something you haven't quite figured out, and for that you may just need somebody else to give you a bit of direction and guidance on. But you got to do your own thinking at times as well. Don't just go by what's been given you. Do some thinking. Look at what you're trying to do. See what you can do to measure the activity in order to try to get the results that you want to get. You know, and then if you are getting stuck along the way, reach out, ask people, connect with people, say, this is what I'm trying to do. Is this something you might be able to help? Or is there somebody you know who might be able to help? You know, and then seek it out. And maybe there's fear and concern that whether you're speaking to somebody is actually going to be able to give you that good information. And that's totally understandable. But sometimes in life, we just got to get those lessons. We just got to do things and learn from our mistakes. That's the only way we're going to progress. The more mistakes we make along the way, the quicker we can learn. So don't be afraid of failing or making mistakes, because it's from those situations and scenarios that you can actually learn to do things differently. And one of those things will actually eventually help you out and get you the results you're after. It's good to ask yourself, you know, what are the different ways I can actually get good information? Because there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of fluff. There's a lot of kind of air. You know? Sometimes we have to pay for the information in order to get it from a reliable source. It's just got to be done. But I think the biggest thing is that self-measurement. You know, it's like, what's a realistic measurement around this? Like how, and give yourself some time to do something and think, okay, I've been doing this over a period of time. I suppose the more you can focus your energy to do more of that particular thing you're trying to do in that small gap, the quicker you'll probably find out and get results as to whether something's working or not, if that makes sense. You know, so like for example, you know, I could do 90, like I was talking about creating content pieces. I could create 90 pieces of content over the span of a year. All right. So that might be like roughly 2 pieces of content. I mean, content every other day. But then if I condense that down and I'm doing it 90 days, that means every single day, by the end of the 90 days, you know, I'll have more information to play with and understand to see whether something I'm doing is working or not. And it gives you a lot of insights into what is actually working and what's not working, right? And that's very important. Sometimes we think, oh, we just want to get stuff done. And that's not a good space to come from, because sometimes you need to give time to things in order for things to work. It's like try not to shortcut it or rush it just because of the sake of it. You're a time thing. It's just something you have to work on over a period of time. And then look at the data, look at the kind of goals you're trying to achieve and see whether you've been able to do it. If you haven't been able to do it, then ask the question, like, why haven't I been able to do it? Not from an upset point of view, but from a view of like, if it didn't work, what could I do different? And how can I go about doing this in a different way so it gets me the results I'm after? Or completely just step out of it and think, is there something else I should be doing? Or is there some bigger thing that I haven't noticed? So yeah, so just bear that in mind. You know, if you're doing something, the information you're getting, is it good information? And then how do you look to find out whether this information is good and reliable? What the source is, where does it come from, who's used it, who's applied it, who has benefited, who hasn't, that kind of stuff. And that'll probably give you a bit more insights into something that you need to look at to see if it's working or not for you. I hope that's been useful. So give that a go, and I'll chat to you on the next one. Such a lovely day. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to the Digital Rapport podcast. If you have any questions, then make your way over to www.digital-rapport.com, where you can find out how to turn your skills and knowledge into a profitable authority business online.